Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
And now we have got Itai Dom here from The Fringe Show on to have a chat about it. How you doing, Itai?
Good morning, good morning. I'm good. I woke up 60 seconds ago, but I'm good.
Nice. Was that an alarm or was that like a panic wake up and then being like, oh God, I have an interview?
I think it was both.
Yeah, nice. I've definitely done that plenty of times. In fact, I was late to the show because of that this morning. It's fine.
Okay, nice. Equally professional.
Yeah, like yeah. It's good. It's a good vibe. It brings us down to earth feel. Makes people will engage with your show more deeply knowing that you turn up late to things, you know?
Absolutely, but please do not show up late to my show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's reserved for the artists to be late.
Exactly.
So could you tell us, for the audience out there who haven't heard of you, a little bit about yourself?
For me, yeah. I'm, you know, I do stand-up comedy in my free time, mm-hmm. and I'm sacrificing my Friday to come down to Dunedin and do the show at Inch Bar. And I'm not sure who the target audience who listens to this radio station is, but yeah, come hang with me, man. What else are you doing Friday night? Maybe you got better plans, let's be honest. But if you don't, come out.
Going to Inch Bar on a Friday night is a good enough reason to go out anyway. And to go and see some Fringe stuff, I'm sure a lot of the students and our listeners will be interested in too. So what is the show you're doing?
Well, so the show is a stand-up comedy show, and I'm essentially telling the story of why I started doing stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. Which, spoiler alert, was just to impress a girl. So that was, she was unimpressed. But that was the, it's okay, but that was the original intent. But yesterday I got an email. I'm coming down for the day and I'm staying in an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And my Airbnb just got canceled because the host sent me this long message saying, due to inflation and stuff like that, she had to get flatmates, so she can no longer host me. So I think the show is mainly going to be me venting about this Airbnb,
And asking for a place to stay, maybe, you know, that's a good
idea. Yeah, if you have a car and a sofa, come to my show.
Yeah. I think the first time I ever came down to Dunedin to do like a performance, I ended up on stage asking for a place to stay. So I'm sure it's a common practice. You know, it's a good thing to do. Helps you get on the ground, meet some people.
I hope so. I'm just gonna. If not, I'll stay at the Inch Bar.
Yeah. Cool. So you do stand up. I saw that you were a Billy T Award nominee, which is super cool.
Thank you.
You been doing much Fringe stuff before?
Well, this is the first year that I'm out on the road.
Cool.
Doing shows, hitting the towns, mm-hmm. Slinging the mic. I don't know what.
Yeah.
People say. But no, I've done. I've done the Wellington mm-hmm. Fringe, and then I just did Nelson Fringe.
Yeah, cool.
Can't wait to not go back. this is my first time in Dunedin Fringe. I mean, I know a lot of. A lot of comics speak very highly of the Dunedin Fringe. People like James Masterpick, mm-hmm. David Correos, they always hit the town. They always have a good time.
Yeah.
They told me I should do it. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of comedians out drinking late at night the past couple of weekends. So, you know, and some of people could be having stories about these comedians, you know, going crazy, getting naked, doing wild things.
Yeah. That's how you know their show didn't go well.
yeah, when they had to resort to that.
Yeah.
And so you've been doing comedy for a little bit then. Obviously, you didn't manage to impress the girl initially, but you have stuck with it. What sort of stuff has kept you driven for doing comedy, and what inspires you to do it now?
The money. Doing it for the money.
Yeah. Crucial.
Yeah, I mean, the Billy T award thing, I mean, no one knows what it is, and mm-hmm. no one should, let's be honest. But, it comes with a $5,000 prize.
Yeah.
Which I think is nice. And also, you win a yellow towel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A yellow towel. Like,
You win a yellow towel. So you win $5,005 if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I just like the I like doing the comedy. I think it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's like you said, you know, if you do a show, then you go to town, you're drinking, like that's justifiable. If you don't do a show, you're just in town drinking, you know.
Yeah.
So It's a prick. I use it as a kick ons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an excuse, and it helps fund a little bit of the fireball that you need.
Yeah, and also, you know, this year is like I said, the first year I'm out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. You know, you go to a new town, you know, after the show you meet people. I mean, I was just in Nelson on Saturday, and ended up you know, just drinking. And smoking things with the deputy mayor. Went to this rave.
Nice.
So, you know, yeah. I actually invited the entire city council of Dunedin, and one person is coming actually.
Okay, that's good.
And he's bringing his wife. So unfortunately, I don't remember who he was, but I told him I hope he gets reelected.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You gotta champion people if they're championing you.
Yeah, but the mayor did not reply to my email, so I suggest you guys get a new mayor.
Okay, I'll keep telling people that just in case we might be able to push it a little bit on the radio. You know, it's a good
thank you.
Good idea. And you also were. I saw in your original email about this that you were a contestant on The Bachelorette, much like one of our previous staff members, Dave, as well.
Shout out to Dave.
Yeah. So, were you on it at the same time, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, he lasted longer than me.
Oh, wow, okay.
and I'm still bitter. But, that's how I met Dave. That's actually how I, you know, that's how I got in contact with your station. Dave messaged me, said that you need to reach out, you guys are cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad I'm here. And, Dave was crack up. That was crack up on the show. He was killing it. He didn't win either, so
yeah.
I think we bonded over our failure.
But sometimes, you know, it is the failure that makes you the real winner. Like you obviously have been a competent and successful comedian ever since you didn't win the heart of a girl twice now. Is that right? Once for the comedy and once for the Bachelorette.
Thank you for bringing that up.
But you know, everyone always says the people who come like second or third on the X Factor or whatever, they're the famous ones, they're the big ones.
That's true. What if you come out the 18th? Yeah. Do they make it?
I think so. Honestly, you know, I could name someone who came pretty low in one of those awards, and I'm sure they're cooler than the people who won them.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so for the people of Otipoti, could you have you got any like words for them, for encouragement to come out to the show, or things that you're keen to see in the city?
Mm-hmm. What if I said no? No, listen, the show, yeah, I think that, when I booked the Dunedin Fringe, I put the tickets at $10 because
nice.
I had no faith in myself that the show will be good. I didn't want to burn the people of Dunedin. I said, come for $10. I know it's a student town. They probably need the money for insulation.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But no, the show is honestly now it's in a good shape. I feel good about it. I would even say it's worth more than $10.
Wow.
So it's if I could do it all over again, I'll put the tickets up to 11.
Nice.
So $10, you're getting a bargain. It's gonna be a good time. And you know, I'm not one of those comics that just gets on stage and just tells jokes and then you're like, well, we had to listen to this person for an hour. Like, that's boring. Like, I do some crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming early to the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm be walking around. I'm gonna have very specific material about your town.
Yeah,
I mean, people love hearing out of towners making fun of their town.
Yeah,
you know what it is. If I make fun of your town and you're laughing, if the audience laughing, that tells me it's a good town.
Yeah,
because you have a sense of humor. But when you make fun of the town and people don't laugh, that's when you know it's not a good town. For example, Hamilton, they have no sense of humor about their town.
Yeah, yeah, they're too used to being bagged on all the time, maybe.
Absolutely. Well, that's what it is, I think. Yeah.
And how was Nelson then? Do they, you know, you have a bit of content there to make jokes about?
Yeah, Nelson was fun. So, yeah, the deputy mayor was there. I didn't realize how young this man was. So he was in the front row, and I was making fun of him the whole show. I was like, where's your mom? Did you get a note? Like, how's NCA going? You know, the classics. Yeah. And yeah, and after the show, he came over, and he was like, oh, I'm the deputy mayor. I'm the one you emailed. I was like, oh, okay. Hello.
Right, that makes sense if he was at a rave afterwards, I guess. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I didn't want to make it sound like I went to a rave with an old man.
I was thinking that, you know, I was judging you for it, you know.
No, that's okay. But I think the city councillor from Dunedin is coming to the show this Friday, Inch Bar, 8 p.m. Tickets are $10. Mm-hmm. He's an old man, I think. He's bringing his wife as well, which was nice.
Nice,
you know?
Cool. Yeah, well...
So come to my show.
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly what I was going to say. Definitely pop on down at Inch Bar on Friday night. It's only $10, so that's extra good reason to go. Right in the middle of the Northeast Valley, heart of student town. So hopefully you'll get a bunch of fun and lively students enjoying that. And have you got any last words about what your plans are for the future of your comedy set and like what your sort of ambitions are from here?
I'm going to be coming down to Dunedin Fringe every year for the next 25 years.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. So come through. You could be like, oh, I saw him. And yeah,
I saw him when he was like waste, when it was only $10.
Yeah, now he's crazy. He's putting tickets up to 15. Yeah. I actually think if you buy two tickets instead of one ticket, the price goes down to $9.
Oh,
like, that's
gosh.
How crazy this Dunedin Fringe Festival is. So what I'm saying is I'm not one of those comics coming to town for the money. I'm doing it for the love of the game.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much, Itai. I really appreciate having you on. You've been a great guest, and I'm looking forward to hearing more and seeing your show.
Thank you. Enjoy your rest of your Tuesday.
Cheers. You're tuned into Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, and that was Itai Dom, who is coming and doing a show at Inch on Friday night. We're going to roll into some...
Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.